Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Checkout. Besides being a broadcast, you can download us all across your podcasting platforms, whether that's Apple Music, Stitcher, Spotify. Produced here at WBGO 88.3 FM in Newark, New Jersey. I'm Simon Rettner. Today, we're in Beantown, Boston, at Berklee College of Music for our Checkout Live series there, where we speak to a saxophonist, class of 2008, Godwin Louie. And he is on a quest tracing the roots of jazz music. In the past couple of years, the composer has visited over 100 countries, he says, exploring the African musical diaspora up and down the Americas and the Caribbean. And with all that research, he brings to us his debut recording, which is kind of like a manifesto entitled Global. He's going to be celebrating that recording with his sextet at Cafe 939's Red Room and take us on a journey first to Congo Square, New Orleans, but also unpack where the music came from before then, before Congo Square. For instance, in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, where his parents were born. And we'll also go to Bahia, Brazil, Santiago, Cuba, all in our celebration of great black music in the Americas with Godwin Louie. Before we bring you this concert from Cafe 939 in Boston, I want to encourage you to go watch it. We have full multi-camera video of this performance. Go to our website at checkoutjazz.org. I should also mention, Godwin Louie comes to the Jazz Gallery this Saturday, May 18th. Let's go straight to the concert at Cafe 939. Thank you. Well, it gives me great pleasure to welcome a saxophonist, class of 2008 at Berklee College of Music, coming out with his debut recording as a leader, Godwin Louis and his sextet, who are performing here at Berklee Cafe 939, The Red Room. And we're here to capture it and broadcast it to the world. Global, that's the name of his album. Godwin Louis, welcome to the show.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Simon. Great to be here. It's going to be a great day. We just finished a masterclass at Berklee on what is global and on the idea and the notion that rhythm is king. And we talked about things like the infamous jazz rhythm that goes like this, ding 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 ding, that was given to us, and as I like to refer to it, by the Daome people of modern day Benin, Abomey Benin. It's called a Yanvalu rhythm.
Well, let's listen to this rhythm. You're playing this piece of music in concert, yes?
Absolutely, I am. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's just listen to it, which I think I can garner from what you just said. This is like the first rhythm of jazz. Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, I'm referring you're referring to the Nago rhythm. It is the very first rhythm that was given to us by the Nago people, also of Benin. So, yeah.
Nago Congo, also on Godwin Louis' first album. This man has traveled the world, over 100 countries, if you can think of that, at the young age of 33, but now, for the first time, releasing his first statement as a band leader, and we are celebrating it here at Berklee College of Music, here in the Red Room, Cafe 939. Please tell us who's in your band.
Obed Calver on drums.
The great Obed Calver. One of the heaviest drummers in New York City.
Oh, yes. He co-produced the album with me. And you're also listening to the one and only Hogyu Wang, amazing bassist from Seoul, Korea. We attended Berklee College of Music and the Thelonious Monk Institute together. The one and only Mr. Victor Gould on piano, who's also was my roommate in the Thelonious Monk Institute. We attended Berklee together as well. And you're listening to my brother, Billy Buss, the one and only Billy Buss on trumpet, and the one and only our special guest. This is his first time playing this music, but I knew he was the guy for it. The one and only Mr. Gilad Hexelman.
The virtuoso on guitar that can play everything.
He can play everything and anything, any time of the day.
You had to be known when you were growing up in Harlem, New York. I have to imagine they called you Godwin Louis then.
Absolutely. The Louis thing, it's funny, came after Berklee, right before the Thelonious Monk Institute. I was in Atlanta, Georgia, where my mother currently reside. Bless my father's soul. Recently transitioned. And we were at the bank, and my mother said, "It's Lucy Louis, not Louis." And I said, "Oh, okay, Mom. So I guess Louis. Well, that is true. It is Louis. You know, we don't say Louis Vuitton. We say Louis Vuitton, you know, to be fancy." So, and I've been going by that. That's what
Ever
my mother
since.
Says. So be it, you know.
Yeah. All right. Indirect homage to the great inventor of jazz himself, or one of them.
Yes, absolutely.
Louis Armstrong.
Absolutely, yeah.
There's one short little tune where I just hear trumpet and bass. Are you playing trumpet on that track?
No, it's actually Billy Buss.
Okay.
However, I do play the trumpet. See, not many people know, but trumpet was my first instrument, my first wind instrument. My very first instrument was the piano, followed by the trumpet. My father was a trumpet player. So we all sort of picked up his cornet at the time and played it. So the saxophone came after the trumpet, and I still do practice the trumpet once in a while, you know.
As we were going back to this album called Global, it's really more than just a debut recording from you, Godwin. It seems to be like a manifesto of sorts.
Absolutely.
So what is this manifesto?
Oh, man. Wow.
Succinctly,
can you
do it?
Oh, man. So this manifesto explores the history of music in the American continent as founded in
North and South.
North and South and Central now. As, you know, traced through West and Central Africa. And as I always refer to it, I explore specifically the four hubs of musical culture in the Americas. And that's Congo Square. We're talking about New Orleans. We're talking about La Tibonite in Haiti. And north of that, Santiago de Cuba, where you have a lot of, you know, your Ruben culture, the Abakwas, and also...
Shout out to the Nigerians.
Absolutely. And also Brazil. Shout out to the Congos. And I'm speaking none other than, you know, Bahia, Salvador, Brazil. So I visited all four places. And I also spent some time in the coast of the Caribbean, coast of Venezuela, the English Caribbean, with my Garifuna brothers and sisters of Central America. And I also visited from Senegal all the way to Nigeria. So, you know, in between Mali, Togo, Benin. Traced it all the way there. And I also extended my trip to French Polynesia through Creolization. You find a lot of connection because, you know, through Napoleon. and his empire, and you know, places like Ile de la Réunion and Tahiti and
Martinique.
Yeah, Martinique, exactly. The French Antilles, the Dutch Antilles. So
again, the Caribbean, it gets kind of convoluted and confusing, doesn't it?
Absolutely does. But global kind of explores all those different sounds and the connection and the contributions that all those different cultures brought to New Orleans, forming this music, you know, we call jazz today.
How about for the sake of clarity, we'll go to these four places that have informed jazz, beginning with where your parents were born.
Absolutely.
Reflecting your ancestry.
Absolutely.
Where you actually lived for 2 years.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Port-au-Prince, Haiti.
Port-au-Prince.
So what's this composition we're about to hear, and what are the Haitian African elements that we're going to be listening to?
This particular composition is called the Four Prayers, the Four Essential Prayers of Guinea. You find those four prayers in what we call the Lakus of La Thibaudite, Haiti, and you can actually trace them in through the Garifunas and also in West and Central Africa, parts of these specific melodies. And to me, it was important to showcase that because it shows the connection that a lot of us aren't really aware of. Just a simple melody can be found in different areas, whether, you know, even in the Dutch Antilles, places like Curaçao, you find, you know, traces of the four essential prayers of Guinea.
Four Essential Prayers of Guinea, performed by Godwin Louis and his sextet here at Cafe 939 The Red Room, doing this show, The Checkout. And, you know, I've gotten a chance to go to different parts of Africa and the Caribbean. And, and you know, it's really funny is like the more I travel, the less understanding I have what jazz is.
Right.
You know, and this whole notion of what, like, American exceptionalist thinking, sort of like the old school of thinking about jazz is kind of dissolving through my fingertips.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, when I had the great Hugh Masekela on this show a number of times, and he told me, he laughed in my face when I tried to tell him that jazz was American.
Shout out to you, Masekela, and shout out to South Africa. Yeah, absolutely. I think there's, without certain movements, there would not be Congo Square, you know? I think we forget about that. And that's the whole idea of global. It's showcasing that, you know, all these different places and kingdoms and tribes and empires actually come together, you know, forming this beautiful sound that's, to me, is global culture. So that's where it's coming from. So jazz or the music of New Orleans is a part of it, but it's bigger.
But it's just one part of it.
It's just because, one part of it, yeah.
For instance, one band I just saw in Miami at the Ground Up Music Festival mm-hmm. was this incredible Afro-Colombian gaita mm-hmm. ensemble, wow. mm-hmm. Which is a whole different thing, and, right. and which gave birth to then what became popular as cumbia music.
Right, absolutely.
Which, you know, has its own kinds of rhythms right. and feelings.
Those that know cumbia knows that without the French Antilles, I've heard this before from historians, that without the Caribbean, they would be without, you know, the Caribbean hubs, they would not be cumbia music. I spent some time in Cali doing my research with Global, and through Cali, a friend took me to Tumaco. Not too many people go there. I was told, oh, don't go to Tumaco. Oh, my gosh, it's crazy.
Is that the Pacific Coast?
It's the Pacific Coast.
Oh, you went to the Pacific Coast.
I went to the Pacific
Coast.
Check
you out.
Yeah.
You really have gone to the places in
the
research.
No, I really have, yeah.
And just for people that don't know, the Pacific Coast of Colombia, you know, Colombia in general is a very, like, European-centric. I mean, you go to Bogota, you think you're in Europe, right?
Right,
you go to the Pacific Coast of Colombia, it's like 90% Afro-Colombian.
Oh, yeah. Yep, absolutely. And you hear music like champeta there, which is nothing but, like, you know, sucus from Ivory Coast. It sounds like I'm thinking I'm in, you know, West Africa all over again. You know, so shout out to all the Colombians. Shout out to the champeta artists.
Which is on the Pacific Coast, which makes it even crazier,
exactly.
right?
Exactly. So it's, yeah, it's amazing.
Again, it's like if that music made it to San Francisco or something, right?
Right,
like,
exactly.
Like, try to wrap your head around
right,
that.
Exactly. So, yeah, so global, that's the idea, that's the concept behind it, you know, finding it all and, you know, focusing on the connections, you know.
Let's take us to New Orleans and unpack a song for us that you performed here at Cafe 939.
I was fortunate to live in the beautiful city of New Orleans, right on St. Charles. So the heavy presence of Catholicism, which you find, you know, in
everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. And the cuisine, Creole cuisine, the stories behind red beans, you know, red beans.
I don't know that story. What's that story?
So this is my grandmother. This is the Haitian side of it. So on Mondays, you know, a group of, you know, women get together, soak the wet red beans, and it goes on. And I heard a similar story in New Orleans about the same idea of Mondays and, you know, and so I was intrigued and fascinated by that connection alone. And also the sound of New Orleans, what we call the trad sound, you know, the sound of Louis Armstrong, the sound of Buddy Bolden, the sound of all the great maestros like Sidney Bechet and Ferdinand Lamotte, known as Ludovic Lamotte, the great Jelly Roll Morton.
Why do you call him that instead of just Jelly Roll?
Because I want to actually bring awareness to his ancestry. See, he had a long-lost cousin south of the border in Haiti known as Ludovic Lamotte, who was considered the Black Chopin. So, with that sound, I was inspired to explore that trad sound and the French Caribbean. We refer to it as Seawell. So Seawell is similar, has a similar effect like the blues. Like, you know, the blues is a form of music. It's a style. It's
a feeling.
A feeling, vibe. Exactly. So the same thing with Seawell. Seawell is actually a fruit. It's a vibe. It's a way of playing. Like the way we play trad music, the way you hear, you know, the Cubans play a lot of their boleros. We call that Seawell. We'll be right back.
Sea Whale, performed by the Guywin Louis Sextet here at his alma mater, Berklee College of Music in Boston, in Cafe 939, the Red Room. So I guess the last place we're going to visit here is Brazil.
Right.
That's what's up.
Oh, yeah. Brazil. Mango. Right? The wonderful, the beautiful, amazing fruit that's also good for us.
That you put lime on that tastes like caramel then.
Yes.
A lot of Americans don't know that.
Ah, voila. That's it. I wrote this composition. It's based on a story of this mango merchant that I'm following all over the Americas, but specifically the Antilles and also South America. It's the same story, you know, like the mango merchant wakes up, goes, you know, comes from probably usually from outside of town, walk into the city, start to sell their mangoes. And when she gets to town, she's chanting, you know, mango, 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 2-4-10, 3-4-15. But because the chant is so creative and, you know, so, as the jazz terminology, killing, as we say, you're amazed by this melody, you forget that you're not really saving anything. She's saying 2-4-10 and 3-4-15. Come on, let's buy some mango. Let's buy some 2-4-13, 3-4-15. Come and buy some mango. You know, that, and that's something that you find throughout Brazil and also like throughout all the Caribbean that connects it, you know. It's the idea of people come out with these amazing chants to sell stuff. So you think you're saving, but you're not really saving. So this one is simply titled Machan Mango. And that means mango merchant. So it's the story of the mango merchant.
But before that, I really want to play this just short little vocal right before that, the story of the mango merchant, yes, just because it's so cool and to give a little color to the music we're hearing and just to showcase how expansive this recording is that you're releasing called Global. So let's listen to this little short vocal and then go into Machan Mango.
Da 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 da
Our guest today, Godwin Louis, we congratulate him on his debut release as a band leader, Global. I love this. Just to leave you on a note, I just thought you succinctly wrapped this all up in a really beautiful bow, describing sort of your mission with Global, which is the history of music and culture in the Americas, culture that came from Africa, met with indigenous aestheticism, and were refined or rarefied, which is an interesting distinction, via colonialism, as a result changing the course of music history and culture worldwide.
Absolutely, yeah. If we acknowledge Africa, actually that's the answer for the world problem in 2019, the acknowledgement of how important Africa is today, and the acknowledgement of African contribution, the unification of the African diaspora, the understanding of American history, that American history is actually comprises of Europe, Africa, and the indigenous people. We have to celebrate all three to fully understand. And, that's the connection. It's interesting. I did an interview in December with the wonderful filmmaker and photographer from Trinidad and Tobago. Her name is Maria Nunez. She participated in my nonprofit work in Haiti called Experience IT, experienceit.org. And one of the questions she asked me was...
Quick backstory. Please tell us in very quickly what this organization is.
Yeah, so pretty much what we do is we bring cultural awareness to Haiti because we find that without Haiti, there would be no Congo Square. Without Haiti, there would not be no Tang-a-ling as we know it today. Without Haiti, there would not be all these different revolutions.
Tang-a-ling as in the 4-4 swing that
yes,
we know.
Yes, absolutely, because that came from the Nago rhythm, right? The Nago people of Benin. And only in Haiti and this continent where they were able to organize like that, where each tribe had a rhythm that goes with their sound. So the people, the Dahomey people had their rhythms, and the Congo people had the Congo rhythm. The Nago people have
it must be like an aha moment when
exactly.
It all comes together, right?
And it's also sad that it's not talked about a lot. I think it's, of course, because of Haiti's social and political state, not many people are cool, Haiti did this or that. But anyway, during the interview, she asked me, why is Haiti important? And she kind of answered it in her own. She said, the reason why Haiti is special, through Haiti, through the Haitian Revolution, and through, Haiti's freedom, we truly find American history where European culture meets African culture, meets indigenous culture, where they can meet together. So I think this is why we realize that experience IT is very important. And to expand on that, it showcased what we're lacking in the American continent, this divide that was put upon us. Like, you're white, you're black, and you're this other. But those terms, you know, are about 200-300 years old. In the 1700s, we decided, okay, there's such thing as white and black. But the American continent teaches us otherwise, because there's a lot of beautiful cultural things that occurred through that marriage. You understand what I'm saying?
The mixing. It's all in the mixing.
Right. The mixing. Hence why half of the continent you find words like Creole, which is mixing, and Patois, that's mixing. So that's why I encourage you, my fellow American brothers and sisters, not only from the United States, but also throughout the continent, throughout the world, is to really search the history. Because sometimes I see a lot of musicians, or in general, artists, are stuck in the notion, well, I'm Latin, or I'm white, I'm European, so what? No, but you're American. This is also your history. Cherish it. That's why we need some of this stuff in the school. I'm doing the research for everyone. My next step is to, you know, release the book on my finding, and hopefully, you know, people are interested in it all. You know, this is your culture too. Embrace it. Like, acknowledge Haiti, you know, for its contribution to Congo Square and to culture in the Americas. Acknowledge, you know, Cuba for flavor, you know, for the beautiful boleros.
The 6'8".
Yeah, well, that's Africa. That's the Daomis. So we need to thank the Daomis for that, for bringing that culture to Cuba. And we need to thank Brazil for their contribution too, you know. And we need to thank, you know, the Garifunas, all the different people that were put against each other, creating all this beautiful thing. Think about it. Like, historically, everything that occurred was for you and I to be divided. Now it's like, oh, we're connected. That's it. So let's
Be connected.
Let's be connected, y'all. Let's do the research. Let's acknowledge those that have brought us all the beautiful cultures that we so love and cherish. And let's explore them together.
Godwin Louis, it's been a pleasure.
Oh, thank you,
and
Simon.
You're invited next time when you're done with your book.
Absolutely, yeah. Thank you.
Godwin Louis Sextet celebrating Global, his debut as a band leader at Cafe 939, The Red Room, featuring Billy Buss on trumpet, Gilad Hexelman guitar, Victor Gould piano, Hogu Huang on bass, and Obed Calvert on drums. If you liked listening to the show, we have video of it too, multi-camera video, courtesy of Berklee Video Services, and you can go watch the performance by going to checkoutjazz.org. And that's where we also archive all of our shows, where you can download on Apple Music, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you get your podcasts. Keep tabs on everything we do here by following us on social media. At checkoutjazz is our Twitter handle. I'm on Instagram, Simon Rentner. A special shout out to everybody that makes this Berklee series possible. Rob Hayes, Michael Borghita, our audio engineer David Tallickson, and the lovely folks at The Burn. The Checkout is a production of WBGO Newark. I'm Simon Rentner. Thanks for checking us out.